Welcome back to the Sports Voice here on WNUR. Jim Saunas alongside Brandon Lee, Side Studios at WNUR. And we're now joined on the phone by Alyssa Leonard of the Northwestern women's lacrosse team. Alyssa, for those of you who don't know, is second on the Northwestern all-time draw control list with 218 in her career. And she's only a junior, but she is already second on the Northwestern all-time list. They have won 7 of the last 8 national championships. And we are happy to have Alyssa on the line here tonight.
I'm doing well. How are you?
We are just fantastic here right now because it is lacrosse season, which means there is optimism at Northwestern, which is kind of rare. So it's nice to, you know, have this fresh breath of lacrosse flowing in. And looking at your season this year, against USC, you had 15 draw controls in one game, which is an NCAA record. What was that like? I mean, I know USC is in their first year in Division I, but what was going on that day that made that happen?
Honestly, I didn't realize it was that many until, kind of after the game. I don't even think until the next day when I was congratulated by, I think, a teammate, or I think my mom called. She had saw something on the internet. But as far as the game goes, we were just doing a really good job, around the circle, keeping people out, allowing me to kind of do my thing in the middle. And I mean, things are just working in our favor and just kind of happened.
Alyssa, Brandon Liebhaber here, talking about draw controls. You've just done this for 3 years now. It seems like every time you're in the circle, you get it. What do you do so well? What do you think it is that allows you to be so successful in that part of the game?
I think that it has to do a lot with the quickness of my hands. We try to work about twice before and after practice every day, just doing a ton of responses to whistles. In the weight room, we do a lot of wrist strengthening. I think it's just really, and up top as far as just grabbing the ball out of the air, I think just because of the repetitions and the redundancy every single day, it just really prepares me for the game and for really anything.
Now, the beginning of the last 2 seasons, Northwestern lacrosse has started off against Team England and Team USA in exhibitions, and you've both times lost to Team USA, which is, I'm assuming, mostly Northwestern alums, which is kind of cool. But what can you take away from those games where you're playing against such tough competition?
I mean, the games against England, we have beat them, but they've obviously played very well. They're not always blowout games. As far as the U.S. team, I think that's always a challenge and a kind of nice way to put things in perspective before a season even starts. And like you said, there's 4 of our alums on the team. And it's just, I mean, they're the best of the best. They have just a ton of experience. And I think just all, I mean, we continue to watch game film from that tape, I mean, from that game. And we get to really see where we're being exploited early on, which is nice.
So, the beginning of the season, you've played your first 4 games away from Evanston, so we haven't gotten a chance to see you. For people who've watched this team the last couple of years, how would you say that this team's style of play has changed, if it has?
I guess, I mean, we're pretty much keeping things the way we usually do them. We got our freshman class this year is a pretty solid class. We're really focusing in on our transition this year and just really pushing the ball, and I think that everyone's kind of making that a principle, just beating our opponents up the field, and every single person, including our defenders, are just being threats everywhere on the field. So I think that's going to be a big part to our team this year, and so that'll be interesting.
So would you say that's kind of a change from last year where you've had, you know, a defined go-to player in Shannon Smith, and this year you're actually leading the team in scoring, but it just seems like you're kind of spreading everything around?
Right, yeah. I think a lot of the time the ball was in the hands of Shannon, as many people know, which was great, and she got the job done. So, it will be a little different as far as everyone's kind of contributing, which is also really fun and exciting because everyone is totally capable of doing that, and I just think it's been a lot of fun seeing it kind of spread out.
Not to bring up any hard moments, but last year you lost twice to Florida, and Florida's become a bit of a thorn in the side of Northwestern, And it looked like the entire year as if you guys were going to meet up with them again in the national championship game, but then they lost unexpectedly to Syracuse. Were you rooting for Florida to win that game so you have a third shot at them, maybe get a little bit of revenge, or were you happy to see Cuse get it?
I mean, either team, we kind of have a little bit of a history with both of them. I would have loved a third shot at them, but we were just kind of talking about this the other day. We were sitting in the tunnel kind of watching the whole game and just cringing every time there was a turnover in those last couple of minutes. And I didn't really know who it was going to be, but after watching that game, I knew either one, like it was going to be a tough game, and I was ready for either one.
For those of you just joining us, Alyssa Leonard, junior on Northwestern Women's Lacrosse, is joining us on the Sports Voice. Alyssa, you guys actually lost at North Carolina this past week, so you're 3-1. What have you guys talked about in terms of how has that loss affected you guys going forwards?
I mean, for anyone who's kind of seen the game, we went down 7-1 in the first half, and that's something you can't do to any team and against any team, especially UNC. You know, every time we play them, it's always a close game. We've seen them, we see them every season. We see them my freshman year, we saw them in the Final Four. So they're a team you really can't afford to go down like that. And I think that the first 10 minutes of the game, we didn't come out strong, and that's really been a focus of just kind of getting ourselves mentally and physically prepared to come right out on the start of that whistle.
And obviously there's been another change. We talked about Shannon Smith being there last year, but also losing Breezy Lamonto as a goalkeeper.
Right.
And having – obviously you have faith in Bridget Bianco, but it's not the same person you played with for your first 2 years back there. Is there an adjustment period when you have new players infiltrating into the system and at the beginning of the year, or is it kind of the same no matter what?
I mean, even though Bridget didn't play a whole lot last year, with practices, you know, she was always there. And they do a good job of kind of splitting up the team, and everyone plays with each goalie. And she's really slid in and taken the position and is really dominating back there. She's a really fun goalie to play in front of. She's loud. She has a really good sense of urgency. She's a spark on the field. And just the way she kind of communicates and gets after it back there kind of motivates everyone in front of her. So I think she's done a really good job of transitioning herself into the starting goalie, as well as kind of leading our defense back there. So there's not really much that's changed.
Alyssa, moving to the offensive side of the game, you have 9 goals already this year in 4 games. That's more than in either your freshman or sophomore year. Have you changed your style, or are you kind of surprised by how much you're scoring?
Well, every year I come in, and like freshman year I came in as a middie, wound up as a defender, and then my sophomore year I came in as a defender, kind of wound up as an attack middie. We kind of talked before the season, and I needed to find a place where I'm kind of more consistent and not as timid to kind of get into the whole mess of things. And so I think it's just having 2 years and getting 2 years in this program under your belt of experience is really helpful. And it's kind of a confidence booster, and you start to kind of get to know the people around you. And I'm with a lot of my classmates on the field and some seniors that I've played with for 2 years too. So, you know, that experience and those years now are really helpful in kind of upping my game.
And the person who built that program is, of course, Kelly Amante Hiller. And her track record here at Northwestern is just outstanding. The way she turned a program that was a club team, I believe, when she got here, into a 7-time national championship is just outstanding. What is the biggest or the best trait about Coach Amante Hiller that makes her so lethal as a coach?
I think that we're all kind of just motivated by her, just to see what she's done in her career. And to see, you know, she did it in two sports, in both soccer and lacrosse. And I think that she kind of has that standard for herself and then kind of puts that standard on for us. And I think that, you know, we all want to make her proud. And I just think as far as, again, experience, like she has so much to offer as far as a player and having coached, you know, 7 national championship teams. I think that kind of speaks for itself for her. And she's, again, she's just extremely motivating, and she really does care a ton about each and every one of us. And I think that, you know, that kind of helps when you know your coach is so invested in you.
Alyssa, you guys are playing at Lakeside Field for the first time in just a couple days. It's March 6th. You guys are facing Boston College, and you can listen to that game right here on WNUR Sports. What are you expecting for that game, and are you excited to play your first game in Evanston?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of, we wait all year for this, kind of like our first game again, but home, and I think there's a couple interesting things going on about it. Again, it's our first home game, so we're all excited and on the lake again, even though the weather might not be ideal, but that'll be all right. And I think it's also kind of cool that Coach is going for her 200th win, which is super exciting and something else to kind of play for. But I just, again, it's awesome that we're finally back outside again, and really season has shifted, and this is what we work for every day for the entire year, so.
And with that game on WNUR on Wednesday, 4:40 with the pregame show and 5 o'clock the opening draw here on WNUR, what does Boston College bring to the table? What's the scouting report on the Eagles going into that game?
They're a fairly young team, but they have a lot of threats coming in from the midfield, a lot of tough Dodgers, and they're just going to be a really scrappy team. That they're another team, you know, they spread it around a little bit. We're not going to be able to fall asleep. It's going to be a tough game. You know, we're just going to have to go out there, stick to our game plan, and hopefully shut down some of their top players and just really get after it.
All right, Alyssa, thank you so much for joining us here in the Sports Voice and taking your time out of your day. Talk sports with you. We really appreciate it, and good luck on Wednesday.
All right, thank you so much.
That was Alyssa Leonard of Northwestern Women's Lacrosse, 7 of the last 8 national championships here at Northwestern. Once again, they'll be back at Lakeside Field on Wednesday, 4:40 the pregame show, 5 o'clock. We'll get that game underway here on WNUR Sports. You can catch it here at WNUR Sports, 89.3 FM, or online at WNURSports.com.